This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Website, normshealy.com. normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy has an office in Springfield, Missouri. And you can go see Dr. Shealy. You can call for an appointment to talk with him or visit him, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. That's the office number for the clinic in Springfield, Missouri. And we are in Central Time here in our part of Missouri. Dr. Shealy, we're talking about the frequency. So there's alpha, beta, theta, delta. And these frequencies, from my understanding, are between a half a cycle per second, delta, to about 30 cycles per second, beta. Is that right?
Well, that is the usual. Now, for people who are more creative, and more detached, if you will, gamma is also extremely common.
Okay. And what is the frequency for gamma?
Anywhere from 31 to 100 cycles, but the ideal frequency for true optimal detachment is 40 cycles.
Okay, 40. Okay. All right. So my question, I was laying awake last night thinking about this. I was thinking about the delta, which is the deep sleep state of mind. And I was thinking about the heart rate. So if delta is about one cycle per second, which would be beat, 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 that's about the rate of the heart, isn't it?
Well, actually, the average person has a heart rate more like 72, because the average person is on the verge of stress, on the edge of stress all the time. But a person who is pretty stress-free will have a heart rate around 60, yes.
Okay. So I just checked my, I have one of these pulse oximeters, and I just checked my pulse rate at this moment on the air, 65. And I just raced across the house to get back into the studio. So my pulse rate is 66.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, considering even talking, that's good.
Okay.
My pulse right now, talking, is 70.
Okay. So what does that mean, that it's close to the heart rate? Or is that just an irrelevant coincidence?
Well, again, the delta is the deepest relaxation before you fall asleep. And officially, delta is anywhere from 1 to 3 cycles per second. And that is sort of preparation for sleep. Oh, by the way, my pulse is now down to 59. I've relaxed.
Yeah. Okay, so is there really no real correlation or with, because I know that when I'm sleeping, my heart rate goes down. It goes
Unless
lower.
You're having a dream that could raise it. because the frequency of the brain during sleep is actually all over the place. If you have a dream that has any kind of stress in it, your frequency can go up to 70 or 80 easily.
Okay.
Now, you know, here again, talking, my pulse is raising most of the time in the low 60s.
Mm-hmm. Is that where most people should be, Dr. Shilley?
That's the ideal, yes. Now, people who are adequately physically active, you know, get adequate exercise also, when they're not exercising, have a lower, or an at-rest pulse that's lower. In fact, at times when I've been in much better physical shape than I can get into these days, my pulse will go down as low as 50.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I don't know if mine gets down in the 50s. It might once in a while. Okay. When, Dr. Shilley, if someone's going to have surgery, or someone's going to have a colonoscopy, where there's a possibility of, you know, removal of polyps and bleeding, what vitamins, minerals, supplements, foods should be discontinued so that the patient is not at further risk of, you know, bleeding more as a result of these procedures? What would you
recommend?
Well,
the number one thing is to decrease things like aspirin or any of the over-the-counter so-called non-steroidal steroids, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. Because they really do increase the risk of bleeding and other problems as well. Now, as supplements, probably the number one supplement to decrease for at least a week before is vitamin E, but also you might want to decrease your omega-3 fatty acids for about a week before that procedure as well.
Okay, and vitamin C as well?
No, I mean, as long as you're not taking more than a couple of grams a day, I think vitamin C is fine.
Okay. How about herbal teas? Is there a tea that we should avoid taking, or licorice, or anything else that we just might eat?
I don't, and I'm sure there are herbs that would do that, and unfortunately I don't know them.
Okay. What about vitamin K? Is that something that we should consider?
Well, vitamin K is good.
Okay.
Vitamin K helps clotting. So I wouldn't stop that before any procedure.
Okay. How about astaxanthin?
I think that vitamin A in its various forms are good.
Okay, so if a person were going to have these procedures, whether it be some kind of a surgery where there might be bleeding or a colonoscopy, what would be a beneficial thing to eat or take? What would you do?
I think for a colonoscopy, I don't know anything else that I would stop.
Okay. All right. So the next question, or next comment I wanted to make, you know, you and I have been talking about male fertility, sperm count going down. For years we've been talking about lower, 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 lower. Pretty soon, if this continues on this trend, we might not be able to reproduce at all. That might be the thing that takes out humanity.
Exactly. You know, when I was in medical school, which is only 60, you know, a little over 60 years now, the average sperm count was 150 million. Now it is 40 million. And at 20 million, we become infertile. So if we go in the next 50 years as much as we have in the last 50, we're going to wipe ourselves out.
And what do you think is causing this, Dr. Shilley? Because
poison.
Estrogen,
among other things. You know, detergents, pesticides, herbicides, all of these things that increase the risk, the concentration of estrogen, the production of estrogen, are not good for men. We don't need a significant amount of estrogen.
And would you say that these estrogenic compounds are in things like, dishwashing detergent? How about shampoo?
Probably.
How about conditioner? Shampoo, you know, first you shampoo your hair, then you put this...
Again, probably. I have to tell you, once or twice in my life I've tried conditioner, but I've never used it regularly. I don't feel a need for it.
Okay. Well, here's an unbelievable product. And it's called Cool Men, COOLMEN, one word, Cool Men. And it's recommended that cool men wear Cool Men about 12 to 16 hours a day. Now, what this thing does is it lowers the temperature of a man's testicles by a couple degrees. So, this thing is to help people who are men who are trying to conceive by lowering the temperature of their testicles by 2 degrees for optimum sperm production. I can't believe it.
Well, I can't imagine that 2 degrees would make that much difference. But halitosis, perhaps. Now, we know that Cool Men is designed to be worn discreetly. A normal sperm count is considered to be at least 20 million. That's minimum for survival. So their ad in itself means to me they don't know what they're talking about. So they said a normal of at least 20 million. Well, I would consider that on the brink of suicide.
Unbelievable that we've arrived at this point where we're even thinking about these things. And, you know, I imagine they say they're scientists, but whoever developed this, I mean, really? How do we get to the point where we're thinking about cooling testicles, you know? Wow. So I think you've been warning us about this huge problem that we're having. And wouldn't the obvious thing to do would be to avoid wearing whitey tighties and switch to boxers? Wouldn't that be the easiest
boxers
thing to do?
Oh yeah, boxers are infinitely better. Now we've known that since I was in medical school.
All right, we'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, during this broadcast, there was a news piece about the partial government shutdown. And I have a comment. I'm all in favor of building the wall. So my position is I'd like to build the wall. And if Congress wants to cause the president to not budge, I'm all for it. I'm all for the government shutdown. And we have a family member who is not being paid because of this. And I still think it's great. Now, this person may lose their home. And here's why. So imagine, class, that there's a neighborhood. And let's say the neighborhood was built 20 years ago. And people move in, and many of the people still have that same home. They're living in the same home. So they have a mortgage that is probably a 30-year amortization on that note. So they've owned the home for 20 years. They've got 10 more years on it, on the note. They're paying every month. But because they live near Washington, D.C., or within a two-hour commuting distance of Washington, D.C., many people in their neighborhood have government jobs. And many of them are involved in the shutdown, and they're not being paid. So they can't pay their mortgage. But that's okay. They've got savings, right? Well, according to what I've been reading, most people can't come up with $400 for an emergency. So if they have a $1,000 or $1,500 mortgage note on their home, and they have $400 in savings, pretty soon they're not going to be able to pay their mortgage note. Pretty soon the house is going to be, or the home is going to be foreclosed on, and so is the neighbors, and the next neighbors, and the next neighbors, and pretty soon you're going to see a fire sale of foreclosed homes, which is going to drive down the value of everybody's home. I think it's coming. I really think it's coming. So I just wanted to let people think about, they may have to be preparing for Plan B because of the government shutdown causing homes to be sold and foreclosures to happen. And they may be thrown out of their own home. So that's called random walk. In the financial world, we learned about random walk. Everything's bumping along just fine until something that you don't think of happens. So people are thinking the president wanted this wall on our southern border, and Congress is telling them to take a hike. They're not going to do it. He says, oh, yes, we are. They say, no, we're not. And then he says, okay, we shut down. Everything was fine. And so now, not having a $5 billion border wall causes tens of thousands or more people losing their homes. Did they think of the border wall causing this? Probably not. So there are unintended consequences, and there's random walk. Random walk is something happened you don't think is going to affect you, and boom, it affects you. So I just wanted to share that thought. And here's another thing along that same line of thinking. And this is something that I read on the internet. And it was a comment by someone responding to an article. I don't remember the article, but I have the quote. And here it is, quote, I remember my first job in high school. The company had 120 employees and was owned by a Depression-era veteran. Someone who actually had vacation time asked him, meaning the owner of the company, for two contiguous weeks off. So this employee had vacation time coming, and he asked for 2 weeks in a row. The owner of the company said, if I can do without anyone for 2 weeks, I can do without them for 2 months. And if I can do without you for 2 months, I can do without you. And I think that's absolutely true. And relate that to the government shutdown, where most of us say, you know what? I don't feel this government shutdown at all. Heck, we can fire 40% of the federal employees, and we'd hardly notice. If that's the case, why are we bringing them back? Why not just do without them? We don't need them. Just a thought. So, I've got some more questions for Dr. Shuey. Dr. Shuey, do you have any things that you'd like, that are on your list you'd like to share with us?
Whatever you're open. I like to discuss everything.
Okay. All right. Let's come back to young people living at home. We'll be right back with Dr. Norman Shuey.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At day 17, the partial federal government shutdown is now the third longest shutdown ever. The two political sides seem to be losing patience. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn saying Democrats don't seem to be willing to compromise on anything.
I don't understand why Speaker Pelosi will not come to the table and negotiate and find a way to secure the border and to end the uncertainty around the Dreamers.
But Democrats insist they will not give the president the $5 billion he's demanding to build a barrier at the southern border. Actor Kevin Spacey's flying into the Nantucket airport on a private plane today as he's going to be arraigned in a sexual assault case. He's accused of groping an 18-year-old busboy at a restaurant on Nantucket in 2016. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, your clinic is situated in Greene County, Missouri, isn't it?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, you know, sometimes our expectations are lowered even further. So here is the headline for the Springfield News Leader. That's the newspaper that serves Springfield and the surrounding villages. Here it is. And I know you have a less than stellar opinion of the men that they're wearing blue and black costumes known as the cops. Here it is, headline, former Greene County deputy sentenced to 20 years for sexually abusing a young girl. Goes on to say, a former Greene County sheriff's deputy is sentenced to 20 years in prison Friday after pleading guilty to sexually abusing a young girl. Joe Newland, N-E-W-L-O-N, 58 years old. Addressed the court before the judge handed down the sentence. Quote, I messed up. I will live with this the rest of my life. It's been terrifying for me, Newland said. I've lost family. Some of the things the attorney said is speculation, but I admit I did wrong. So here's a guy, you know, you dial 911 and they send these guys in costumes with guns and billy clubs and tasers and handcuffs. And in the trunk, they've got AR-15s and shotguns and ammunition. And they have radios so they can call more guys of the same ilk. And they show up. And here's a guy who knows, who knew, who admitted that he was doing the wrong thing by abusing a 12-year-old. Unbelievable.
He should have thought of that before he put his pants down.
Yeah, and I have a feeling he's going to be welcomed in the clink by inmates who are going to shorten his life expectancy on this planet. I don't think pedophiles are welcomed in the United States prison system. I think there's a special kind of treatment that they get when pedophiles show up to spend time in the clink. And even worse than that, when cops show up in the clink, they get even a more special treatment. So this guy's got a double whammy coming to him because of his abuse of power. So why are we mentioning this today? Dr. Shealy, we're reading more and more and more about this. We're reading more about the failure of people to have morals, values. Do you have a feel for how we got here? I mean,
you know, interestingly, I've been reading a trilogy of and it's giving fictionalized but very accurate historical overview of what was happening back, let's say, 500 to 600 years ago. And Vince, I thought the world was bad now, but back in those days, it was even worse, believe it or not. Europe, all of the European countries were, in my opinion, evil, even beyond what we think of today. In other words, I haven't seen a portion of history where the world was in good shape. The time of Queen Elizabeth I was about as horrible a time in the world as ever has existed. And so, yes, I think it's worse today than it was 100 years ago, but it's never been good.
So do you think it's based on the sum of all individual greed?
Of course.
People, okay.
Individual greed and individual crime. I mean, you know, to me, any sexual abuse is unacceptable, period. And yet, the Catholic Church has been known for this since its beginning, essentially. And it isn't just related to the Catholic Church. I had an aunt and uncle who were Baptists, and my aunt once said, if she saw the Baptist preacher coming up the drive, she locked the door and hid in the closet. she wouldn't let him in the house.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, you know, I'm not laughing, Dr. Shealy, and I'll tell you why. Because when we lived in Virginia, praise the Lord, there were a lot of Baptists, Southern Baptists in Virginia, in this very rural area in Virginia where we moved. And it was a kind of a lot of farms there, small farms. And we were asked to, you know, hey, you guys are Catholic, you know, you want to come to our church, and meaning the Baptist church. And what I learned was one of the Baptist preachers was helping the women overcome some of their problems, their marital problems or family problems, by getting them to lie down and perform for him. So this Baptist preacher was servicing the wives of the flock. I got to tell you, if I met this guy and he did that to my wife,
I would want to amputate.
He would be
amputated.
Well, yeah.
That's the only, in my opinion, that's the only just punishment for someone like that. Don't put him in jail. Just cut it off.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was thinking that he'd probably be a few quarts low on blood. You know, if they checked him, they said, "Hey, you've been leaking."
Well, one way is to cut it off and not stop the bleeding.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly right. I would not stand for that. And this cop, this former Greene County sheriff's deputy, pervert, pedophile, same thing. Same thing. I think we need to get back to, if we are absolutely certain, absolutely without any doubt whatsoever, that people have committed these heinous crimes, they need to be put on public display. And I believe that, you know, the floggings, the things, the punishment that should be meted out should be public.
I think it should be caning. I like the idea of caning in public square.
That's what I mean. Shirt off, stripped down to your boxer shorts, and then cane these people in public, and then I think, and invite the public to watch this, and then I believe that people would say, oh my God, that guy was bleeding and crying and wailing and in such pain. I certainly wouldn't want to shoplift. I certainly wouldn't want to be a pedophile. I certainly wouldn't want to be a white-collar criminal. I certainly wouldn't want to take bribes as Congress parasites do, or other government selected employees do, because of the punishment that would be meted out in the public square. I think the time has come for this. So in that line of thinking, I was reading from the Washington Examiner a post that indicates from a survey how people look at occupations in terms of honesty and ethical standards. You know, how many of them are rated very high. So, for example, the highest rated occupation in the country is nurses. So people look at nurses as being ethical and honest. Medical doctors are number two. Pharmacists are number three. High school teachers are fourth from the top. This one I can't believe. Police officers are number five from the top. People actually believe that cops are honest and have ethics. I think they're misinformed, but I guess that is the Ministry of Propaganda is swaying public opinion to let them think that cops have ethics. Accountants are next. Funeral directors are next. Clergy, only 37% of people think that the clergy has a high degree of ethics. Journalists, 33%. Banking.
I find that particularly interesting, don't you?
Absolutely.
And maybe overstated.
I think all these numbers are high, except I believe that most nurses really want to do a good job, and they have a degree of honesty and integrity and ethics. I believe that most doctors are the same. I think most pharmacists are the same. High school teachers, down from there. Police officers, I'd put at the bottom. Accountants, I don't have a particularly high regard for accountants because I look at what they have done to the manufacturing sector. I believe, and I'm probably one of very few who believe this, but I've been looking at what has happened to companies, and I believe that accountants have gone to the CEO saying, hey, we can reduce the cost of these products by, we don't have to use so much steel, we don't have to use so many screws, nuts, bolts, we don't have to use so much material, we can cut out this, let's get the engineers to reduce the weight, the complexity, and so forth, and let's hook our customers onto a revenue stream where they have to keep paying us to keep these products working. Repairs. And we'll make them so that the customers can't fix anything themselves. So I think the accountants are really significant players in the blame game, or to be blamed, for why we're having so many problems with losing the manufacturing sector. And, of course, politicians play in there. Clergy is at 37%, journalists 33%, banking, building contractors at 29%. Can you imagine? You're hiring a building contractor to build your house or your office building, and only 29% of us think that they're ethical and honest. Bankers are at 27%. They should probably be closer to the bottom. Real estate agents are at 25%. Stockbrokers, 14%. Advertising practitioners, 13.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
No, Dr. Sheely, over the years, I've asked lots of young people this question. So what do you want to be if you grow up? You know, and no one, not one young person, I'm talking about very young as well as, you know, early teens. What do you want to be if you grow up? Not one person has ever said, I want to be a car salesperson, or I want to be a used car salesman. Not one has said, I want to be a member of Congress. Even young people know that that those two professions are at the bottom, with only 8% of people thinking that they have ethics at a high level. Welcome, George in New Hampshire.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Dr. Sheely.
Morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to just weigh in and say, you know and I know, you have honesty and integrity, you say, and what happens after that is up to the person. But you know and I know, it's like it's being stretched where somewhere along the supply chain, the honest person has to kind of stretch and kind of make up for the shortfall caused by people who either didn't care or were dishonest or just, you know, lied through their teeth. And the problem is you can see how it's breaking down. And it's breaking down across the board because, you know, and I know that you can't run a country like this without decent and moral and honest people.
Absolutely.
By the way.
Agreed. Yes, Dr. Sheely.
I'm sorry.
Very low members of Congress, in honesty, is the general listing. It's way below clergy.
Yeah, I remember being asked about church and things at an event I went to recently, and my comment just kind of came out. I said, well, you know, I haven't been to church in a long time, and that's because I'm afraid, as someone who's raised Roman Catholic, that a priest might think of me as a young man. And I didn't want to be anywhere near.
You know, the sad thing is, though, gentlemen, is that, You have decent people who go in for legitimate, honest reasons. But you have infiltrators, and you have individuals who enter into these institutions with the sole purpose of wanting to be like a termite boring from within. And they'll let a lot of things pass by, and they'll just turn the other way and not even look at it, partly out of cowardice, partly out of just they're not playing for the same team. So the decent ones get painted with the same brush. Because, you know, when I was growing up, I went to Catholic schools. I know you did. And I'm just saying, I'm sure Dr. Shaley can attest to this, too, is that, you know, like when Dr. Shaley, when you had that dangerous medical procedure that was getting that $2 million grant back in 1960, that doesn't sound like much nowadays, but you went to your bishop who happened to be on the board, and you couldn't live with yourself knowing that this was harming patients and they were going to go full speed ahead with it. I'm just saying, but your bishop back then was a man of integrity. He did something about it. He voted on the board, and they turned the money down. But what I'm saying is that, you know, where are those men today?
Right. Where are those men today? And where are the good cops that I keep hearing? Oh, there's so many good cops. Where are those cops that are routing out these pedophile cops or these bad cops? Where are they? You don't hear about them. Because they just turn the other way. They turn a blind eye to the criminality because they want to protect their pension. And if you look at government employees, what they do is, now you can ask any one of them when they're going to retire. They'll tell you. They'll tell you to the day when they're going to retire. They can't wait to retire. So that means they hate their jobs. I mean, when I was working, I had no idea when I was going to retire. I still don't know when I'm going to retire. Because I don't think about retiring. It hasn't crossed my mind. Hey, Vinny, when do you think you're going to stop working? I haven't thought about that. George, it's always good to hear from you. Thank you. Thank you for being with us. Do you have anything in the last 10 seconds?
No, I'm just glad to be associated with you gentlemen, birds of a feather.
Yeah,
hey, we are birds. Hey, everybody.
Yes, honesty and integrity. What happens next
is up to you.
Dr. Shuley, thank you. George, thank you.
Always a pleasure.
God bless. Same here.
Okay, that's it for today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.